A missing child or teenager is something no parent wants to even imagine. There is a program, however, that can give you some peace of mind in the event a child would go missing for whatever reason. In this morning's KMZU Newsmaker, I'm joined by Livingston County Prosecuting Attorney Adam Warren, representing the Missouri Masonic Association, to talk about the MoChip program and an opportunity to enroll your kids in that program this weekend.
The MoChip program is an identification program for children sponsored by Missouri Masonic Lodges. They've been doing this program for several years now. And the idea is to capture specific identifiable information about children and present that to the parents so that they have it in their possession should the worst happen and they become separated from one of their children or their teens. This information is Amber Alert compatible. It includes digital photographs, digital fingerprints, child emergency information, dental bite impressions, and two identification cards.
Now, why is this necessary for parents to think about enrolling their children in a program like MoChip?
This is a precautionary program that really 99% of people will never need. However, that 1% is critical because quickly identifiable information about children can be handed to law enforcement who can then help issue the warnings, get the Amber Alerts out there, get the critical information in the hands of the people looking for these children.
Now, this is kind of a nightmare scenario for a lot of parents, you know, a missing child. Are there any maybe demographics or groups of children who might be more at risk who you would recommend, hey, you need to get your kids enrolled in this program?
Well, I think it's a good program for all kids. There's not anyone specifically I would target. Young children in the community generally should do this program. I'm taking my own kids to it, and I don't think they're in a high-risk group.
So what are the age groups for this program?
It is for kids and teens, and any child can be enrolled in this. We usually look for school-aged children, though, anywhere from 3 years of age all the way up to 15 or 16.
And is there any type of cost associated?
No, this is absolutely a free program. It's brought to you by the sponsors, which are the Missouri Freemasons. And in this case, we have Calvary Baptist Church, who's donating space to take this information, and also our volunteers are all local-based.
And there is an event coming up this weekend to get kids enrolled in this program. You said it's at Calvary Baptist Church. Just go over the details of that event.
It's Saturday, August 25th, and it is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll be there with all the volunteers, five different stations going around and taking this information, compiling it all into a CD, which we'll then present to the parent.
And is there any information that a parent should bring to be prepared to give to this program?
Well, of course, to get their emergency contact information, bring that with them. We also have a permission form you can get on early. There's a website, www.mochip.org, if a parent wants to look at some of the information we'll be gathering. They can do that early, but we will have everything there that day, so you don't have to do that. This is a program that's been going on. It's well attended every year. It's an important resource that law enforcement does, unfortunately, have to use from time to time. This isn't just with kidnappings. This is with runaways. This is with sometimes children go missing just by wandering off. So it's an important tool, though, and I think that it's one of those things that just a responsible parent would need to do.
To find the link mentioned by Adam and to find out more about the MoChip program and about this weekend's event, visit KMZU.com. You can also share the story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings around 7:25 to catch the latest KMCU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.